Goblins and Goblins. My name is Allie.
And I'm Josh.
And this is Bytown's Haunted Histories.
Today we were able to go out to the Bytown Museum ourselves. After hearing about it from Otto's Haunted Walks, we decided we wanted to take a look into specifically the Bytown Museum, as it was a kind of specific point in not only the tour itself, but what we were told about from other people suggesting we go there.
Yeah.
We tried reaching out to the museum ourselves, but they weren't able to necessarily accommodate us time-wise. So we kind of decided to make a sandwich of it. That is to say, make a meal of it. A ghost sandwich. And check it out for ourselves to see if we could maybe glean anything from the employees that are already there.
So we went there and we just went around. We looked around. We tried to see if we could find any ghosts. We talked to some of the workers there. And we didn't get too much, but we did get a little bit. We did get some information. But it was overall just a really cool museum.
Here's some of our reflections that we recorded after the matter. So here we are at the Bytown Museum.
We're actually right here at the museum.
We're like
30 feet away from the entrance. We just got out.
We went on the tour ourselves to see firsthand the interior and displays and all that they had to show in the museum. There was a lot less ghost talk on the displays and the sort, but we did learn a few things from some of the employees inside. That they were able to share with us. We weren't really able to get any recordings, and that's fine, but here we're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah.
One of the neat things we learned a little bit about at the museum was there's a little vault in the back of the museum that's hidden away from all the windows and everything, where when this was still a warehouse, built the building here on the walks, the vault would have been where they kept things like gunpowder and silver.
And alcohol.
And booze.
The three important things.
The three food groups. And this is important because, A, it would have been kept locked up tight the most, but B, the person who would have had main access to this vault was an individual who would have been living basically in the warehouse, in the building.
And he lived there all year round.
Mm.
Because
he was the barrel maker.
He was. And the thing was, so this used to be a storage building for when they were building the locks.
When they're building a lot mostly Bytown.
Yeah, when they're building Bytown, this was a storage building. So when construction stopped in the winter, someone had to stay there and guard all the important stuff.
And like when storing stuff, they had to keep making barrels, so he would keep making barrels on location.
Yeah.
this individual who made the barrels and stayed on premises was an individual by the name of McNabb.
He was an alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic.
So during one of the winters, while he was guarding the vault, two barrels of alcohol went missing. And when Colonel By came back, he was like, "Yo, dude, what happened?" And he was like, "I don't know, man. They must have been taken."
Evaporated.
They evaporated. But we all know what happened. He was an infamous alcoholic.
So, the ghosts.
So that's one of the ghosts, because he was the keeper. He was the protector. So, I mean,
he would have been spending his most of the time there altogether.
Yeah, so it makes sense that he would stay to protect the building.
One of the other things they shared with us is that the lock itself, the canal, most of the stones that is used to build the canal and the lock and that thing is limestone. And for those of us that are in the know, limestone is mostly comprised of tiny fossilized creatures and like amoebas and bacteria and stuff.
Yeah.
Because limestone is sort of more organic than not, or dead organic, a lot of people believe that limestone has the properties required to sort of hold onto and even contain spirits and I don't want to say souls per se, but
souls.
Things of that variety.
Yeah.
And considering the amount of death that occurred when constructing the canal, a lot of theories are based around these stones, the limestone, being able to hold on to those spirits. So another theory is that any ghost that's within the museum could be one that's still connected to the canal itself.
Yeah, there was a lot of workers that worked on this, and that a lot of them died. So it makes sense that they stay around. If this was kind of a life project, so it makes sense that they stay. Also, if their souls get sucked up into limestone, it makes sense that they wouldn't be able to leave.
I was like, you say that with such authority.
It's true.
We don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
It makes sense that they wouldn't be able to leave.
Of some sort.
Yeah.
All things considered, it's kind of hard for us to tell who or what is the supposed specter that lies within the Bytown Museum. There's some encounters, some people who have reported. There was a recent lady, actually, as we were talking to the employees, who came to visit the museum. And as she was standing and looking at the dress of the, I believe it was the matron.
Yep.
I forgot her name.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
On the third floor, there is a case, a big case containing a
dress, perfectly preserved.
A very elaborate dress in a large glass case. And while this patron was looking at the dress, she said that her leg went red,
there was a
boiling
specific
hot.
Spot mm-hmm. that turned red and hot.
And when she moved away from standing by the case, it went back to normal.
Yeah.
Now, I think that might just be a bad blood flow thing, because
I think it was a ghost.
I'm just saying. Anything possible. It would be really interesting. Well, because the thing is, that is a common sort of complaint with people who are experiencing sort of spectral anomalies. There's either it goes cold, it goes hot, so it's not unheard of. But just if you're standing in place long enough and you're, you know, a little older and you're not well exercised, chances are your leg might do something weird.
It was definitely a ghost.
100%. Something else that the museum contains, which course is very interesting, and by all means, please come down to the Bytown Museum and check it out for yourself.
There is like,
it is beautiful. I mean, first, I'm a sucker for wooden architecture, but there's lots of really interesting and really cool history stuff in there. But my personal favorite that we were able to take a look at and talk about with one of the employees was about the legend of old Darcy McGee. Now, for those of you who know, Darcy was a Irish settler and politician of sorts.
Yeah.
As well as sort of a, I don't want to say an Irish freedom fighter. I feel like that's not quite...
Something like that.
Something like that. Basically, he fought for the rights of the Irish immigrants and those who were coming to Canada and workers and such like that. But he kind of changed his tune as he got more involved in politics and in the... in Parliament and such, and got assassinated after a particularly long meeting.
Yeah, the thing is it was weird because Parliament let out at 2 a.m. in the morning, and it was just weird. And then, so obviously there was no one really else in the streets, so the only other accounts we have is like first-eye accounts. But he was killed. And
on his own doorstep.
Yes.
We don't exactly know exactly what happened. But he was, in fact, shot in the head.
Yep.
This is relevant because normally back then, especially to memorialize famous or important individuals, they would make a plaster mask of the individual's face to continued use for statues or just in general memorialization.
Yeah.
But he was kind of shot in the head, so they couldn't necessarily do that in good faith. So instead, what they did was a plaster cast of his hand.
You know, the next important thing after the head.
Of course. And it is called a death hand, very macabre and direct, but they have that plaster cast, the original, of Darcy McGee's hand in the Bytown Museum.
Yeah.
So this, of course, is relevant because an artifact like that would have a relatively strong, genuine hold to the individual.
Yeah.
To say that Darcy specifically is haunting the Bytown Museum would be a bit lofty, but it wouldn't be theoretically entirely unheard of to be so much to say that maybe he passes through to visit his own hand.
We don't know. It would make sense.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So with all these factors, the old construction of the Bytown Museum, the limestone locks, Mr. Darcy McGee, McNabb himself, all these factors, there's enough going on here that there's something. There's got to be something. And until there's really a way to properly see any specter or spirit, we don't know exactly what.
It's definitely haunted. Period. That's it. That's it.
Listen, everybody. We heard it first here, folks. It's ghosts.
I declare it. It's haunted.
We declare it's ghosts. It's ghosts.
It is.
So that was the Bytown Museum, and it was really cool. It was really neat. It was very old, and you could feel it in your bones the moment you went there. It was cool. It was really neat.
Right from the get-go, it was a really beautiful building. It's got to be over 200 years?
Yeah, because it was there when they were building Bytown.
Mm-hmm. it was a really, really informative walkthrough, even though it was mostly just talking about history.
Yeah.
And we weren't necessarily able to talk to the employees about ghosts and stuff. It gave a better sort of view and understanding of what kind of time frame and people, lifestyle that would be relevant and that we were working with. Specifically when they were talking about Duncan McNabb, the barrel maker who lived...
Yeah.
And alcoholic who lived in the building.
Yeah, so he's been dead for over 150 years now, but a lot of people think that his spirit still remains active in the museum. He's often most seen on the third floor, which is like kind of the attic, and a lot of people have felt that he follows them around. One of the most common occurrences of ghost activity that people experience in the building is footsteps following them up the stairs, or sometimes they feel like pushes almost, pushes or shoves into different directions when no one's there. There have been different accounts of people saying that, like, things have fallen over with no one to push them. And the interesting thing about McNabb is a lot of the time people hear him arguing with someone, and people think that might be the Colonel Vi, which is interesting. So this one is actually really cool. So during my research, I found a quote from Glenn Shackleton, and he is the owner of the Haunted Walk. He created the Haunted Walk, but he does a lot of volunteering at the Bytown Museum, and he has a couple of experiences of his own. They have a computer in the main, like, lobby. So during the conversation with one of the workers, so this is a direct quote, her computer completely shut down and rebooted to a blank screen that said over and over again, Lieutenant Colonel John Vi. And that's the end of the quote. So essentially, he's talking to this girl, and they have a computer, and it reboots, and it just keeps repeating and repeating this name.
In text.
Yes. But like I'm assuming blank screen that just said over and over again. I can only assume that it was like text to speech. And see, the interesting thing is Colonel John Vi was an engineer who supervised the construction of the Rideau Canal, and he was one of the founders of Ottawa, which is why it's called Bytown. So we have to thank him for the name of our podcast. I thought that was funny. I didn't know that. I've confirmed it here today. Bytown is called Bytown because of Colonel John Vi.
Colonel John Vi.
Now, another theory about, like, one of the ghosts or the ghosts that are there is just, like, the Irish workers. The amount of Irish workers that died building the canal and building Bytown is... it's a crazy number, and I can't even find it. With little to no ceremony or burials, only in 2004 did they get a plaque to commemorate the work that they did. Yeah, as far as I know, that's just what I found. And a lot of people think that they could be restless and maybe even angry about how poorly they were treated. So that would make a lot of sense.
And this would probably tie back to the fact that most of the stonework in the canal and the locks were created with limestone.
Yeah, limestone's another really interesting thing. So there's a lot of theories behind limestone and what its properties are and what it's made out of. So the interesting thing about limestone is it's composed of shells and shell fragments, and it's also made out of calcite, which is mainly made out of skeletons and microscopic organisms.
A lot of fossilized creatures.
So one of the ongoing theories about limestone is that it can trap ghosts. And one of the reasons why there's residual hauntings around limestone. So that's exactly what I was talking about, is limestone captures a spirit doing one specific thing.
A memory of a memory.
A memory of a memory, literally. That's why a lot of people claim to see ghosts doing the same things, because that is the snapshot of them that is trapped in this limestone. Another thing with limestone is limestone is formed around water and like streams and rivers, and there's a lot of theories about water being a source to attract and or fuel spirits. So it makes sense that there's limestone, there's the canal, the amount of deaths that happened at the canal, it would make sense that this is a main place where all these ghosts come and why they're all trapped there.
So there was only so much information that we could really truly gather on our own without being able to talk to anybody with more first-hand experiences. A lot of these mysteries are...
mysteries for a reason.
Mysteries for a reason. And honestly, just good to maybe take a little time and try to figure out some of these things for yourself. It's a good time. And go to the museum. It's really cool.
It's really cool. It's super cheap to get in. And it's just, it's cool. It's a cool place to be in. You can see a lot of the history and like the making of Ottawa, Bytown. Go check out the Bytown Museum because it is a sight to see. It is really cool.
Highly recommended.
Yeah. Go talk to the ghosts for us.
Go talk to the ghosts. And speaking of, tune in next week when we're going to interview
a real life ghost.
Colonel Vi, we're coming for you.